at kresge.org.
And support for WMNF comes from our members and Creative Loafing. The Florida Beef Council presents Tampa Bay Burger Week, featuring local Tampa Bay area restaurants from October 18th through the 28th. More at TampaBayBurgerWeek.com. And if you're getting a new car, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer and helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you and your community. Call 888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org. And thank you very much. We have reached the funding goal for WMNF for your radio station. You've done it again, and that's amazing. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM in Tampa. This is community radio from West Central Florida. Welcome to Executive Session. Each Monday through Thursday at this time, you and I take a look at what's happening in the White House and around the executive branch of your United States government. My name's John Gilmore, and I host these sessions each Monday through Thursday. We welcome all viewpoints in our conversation. We require civility as we test the proposition that America might do better if, instead of screaming at each other across the street, we talk with each other over the back fence. You can join the conversation this afternoon and every afternoon, Monday through Thursday at this time, at 813-239-9663. Mr. Frank Knox will answer your call. Get your first name and where you're calling from, maybe a word or two about what you want to talk about, and get you ready to step in here and have your say. You can reach the studio by email at dj@wmnf.org and by text at 813-433-0885. Good idea to put your name in those texts, by the way, because otherwise all we know about you is your area code. And also, search for Executive Session on Facebook and like and follow the page. We have we very frequently, as a matter of fact, as regularly as possible, post the day's subject matter on the Facebook page and are able to post links to sources on the Facebook page that we that don't work really well on the radio. So we have a lot to catch up on. It's been a week since we were together to talk about this president and his administration. Now, there is this one little issue, a matter of, in the president's estimation, a small amount of money that's come up. Now, here is the president challenging Senator Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test to prove her Native American heritage. And there's a little promise that goes along with the test.
I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know. And let's see what she does, right?
Well, she did get tested, and not by some commercial TV test. By the way, the president said that, you know, he's going to get her one of those tests on TV that you can get for $2. You can't. That's aside from the general point, though, because she didn't get tested by a commercial TV test, as the president suggested, but by Carlos Bustamante. Now, this is the Boston Globe's description of Professor Bustamante. He is a Stanford University professor and expert in the field who won a MacArthur Fellowship, also known as a Genius Grant, for his work on tracking population migration via DNA analysis. That according to the Boston Globe. Now, he concluded that, quote, "The results strongly support the existence of an unadmixed Native American ancestor." Again, the links to the Boston Globe article and the links to all of this can be found on the Executive Session Facebook page. So, does the president owe Senator Warren's favorite charity $1 million? 813-239-9663. You can weigh in on that. USA Today, as you may have seen the president being interviewed by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. The USA Today published an op-ed by the president a week or so ago, and that has been debunked almost literally line by line to contain misrepresentations and just plain untruths. He went on 60 Minutes and sat with Leslie Stahl for a very wide-ranging interview broadcast yesterday. USA Today offered these five takeaways from that interview. Okay? One. Climate change isn't a hoax, but we don't know the cause. Two, Trump trusts Kim Jong-un, but not everybody in the White House. Three, Russia meddled, but so did China. Three, the country needs to heal, but Democrats won't let it. And Trump didn't immediately feel like the president of the United States, but he does now. So, we're going to start off with that. 813-239-9663. Let's talk.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. We need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle and great. Those were the days.
And we are now in executive session here on your community radio, the last local radio station in Tampa Bay, WMNF. Welcome to executive session. We are going to take a look. And by the way, if you have something that that got your attention over the weekend and I didn't mention it, bring it up. And let's hear from you this afternoon. We're going to start with Bob in Tampa. Or is that Rob? Bob, good afternoon, Bob. You're in executive session.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Trump, when he was just talking about the $1 million,
yeah,
he didn't say what Trump, so that's his technicality. He said Trump will pay $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say Donald Trump. I just picked that up.
Oh, very, very lawyerly.
he's a grifter.
Yeah. Now, would you? Now, as I have subsequently seen Kellyanne Conway has come out of all people to denounce this as, and I think this is a quote, junk science. Okay, this is junk science. Now, this is a guy who got a MacArthur Fellowship. Who's a professor whose specialty in the world is tracking population migration via DNA analysis. That's what he does. And a few people think he's pretty good at it. And Kellyanne says it's junk science.
There's alternative facts and then there's alternative science. And if you don't agree with their science, there's another science that they agree with. So
then if you don't agree with their science, you're part of the angry mob.
Yes, and at the end of this phone call, if you can get me back to the folks up front, my wife and I would like to donate $100 from the angry mob. Please.
Well, I'll tell you how you do that. When we get off the phone, call 813-238-8001. That is specifically set up right now for the exact purpose that you are that you're requesting. And thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Keep up the good work from the angry mob.
Thank you. 813-239-9663. Trump trusts Kim Jong-un, but not everybody in the White House. Climate change isn't a hoax. Goodness, that's a reversal. But we don't know the cause. Okay? Elizabeth in Riverview, good afternoon, young lady. You are in executive session, and you have the floor.
Why, thank you, sir. For the young lady. You know how to bolster one.
Listen. I know who's in there. I know.
And Anyway, okay, so he owes her $1 million.
You think?
He'll try to get Congress to pay it?
Maybe the Mexicans. Listen, I wanted to take care of a little piece of business with you, a couple little pieces of business with you. One is, I have, and this is way inside baseball, I have a box in the newsroom because I have been in the newsroom and I've been in the public affairs section of the station. And people have this strange notion that they should put my mail in there.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Which actually makes perfect sense, except I didn't get it. Okay. Duh. I don't, you know, there you go. Anyway, I just went back there the other day and found a couple of your correspondences.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I believe one of them was from February and one of them was from March. Okay.
Look in that box every so often.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put that on my little list of stuff to do. Anyway, listen, I just want you to know that I am carrying the Constitution with me.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That you have, Elizabeth was very kind and sent me the American Civil Liberties Union pamphlet of the Constitution of the United States of America, which I now carry along with all the gear that I use to come in here and do the session. So thank you very much.
It's a handy little reference thing. I keep one right on my desk here.
It is. We actually have, let me see if I can get to just exactly how this works here. Yes. All right, good. We actually have something a little bit that we can talk about that has to do with that First Amendment stuff.
Yeah.
You know that First Amendment stuff?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a little something going on in the Trump administration, apparently, that may have some relation to the First Amendment, or parts of it.
Well...
So now I took you way afield, and I apologize for that. But you are considering whether or not the president owes Senator Warren $1 million for her favorite charity, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, the trouble is he's such a liar. Nobody expects him to do it anymore. That's the whole thing.
Well, as far as I've been able to tell, just so far today. He's already out saying he didn't say that.
Oh, well, of course. That was 2 days ago, at least.
It was in July last year.
Maybe
it was in July. Yeah, it was in July last year,
that's
I think.
Long gone from what he calls his mind by now.
Yeah. So anyway, well, I was wondering if people actually had concluded whether or not he actually owed that, and Bob said that Bob pointed out that he said paid for by Trump. He didn't say paid for by. He didn't say I'll pay it.
That's true.
So
that's,
you know,
Trump
it's a
what?
Well, it's an interesting little wiggle, and I'm certain that we will see some fine iteration of it soon.
No doubt, but you know, let me make an observation here. I think maybe your mail system, mail delivery in your building there is a little off. You talk about these letters that have been in your box for a while. Things do not always get delivered, and generally when I send money, it's by mail. In fact, I got a bank statement one time saying that the $100 I had sent you hadn't shown up, so I called. Got a phone call in a day or two from Gene saying, oh, yeah, we found it. It was in an unopened letter here.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I will put into practice. I will put into practice that on a regular basis, I am going to go back and look in my mailbox in the newsroom.
Yeah.
Because that's where it broke down this time.
That happens.
Yes.
You've got a mailbox at home, and I'm sure you check that, and you come to the office, you don't think about that.
I didn't think about checking in the newsroom, so I will, I'll remedy that now. Well, all right, listen, young lady, you are in the Yes, He Does Owe It column.
Yes, sir.
And with any luck, you went... Frank's got his hand up. I believe he's putting himself in that column too. So thanks very much for coming in early on a nice Monday afternoon and helping to reopen the conversation after the pledge drive. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get you in contact with Mr. Frank Knox. He will ask you for your first name. And then he will ask you where you're calling from. If you're on the computer, listening in some distant location, and you'd like to tap out a message, give us or actually you can call, because then you can call 813-239-9663 from anywhere in the world and reach us right here. Just give us a shout. Let us know where you are. It's the ham radio operators used to call it DX. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, let's see here. We're going to go, and we are going to talk to Joe in St. Petersburg. Good afternoon, Joe. You're in executive session. You have the floor.
Good afternoon, John. Don't you just love that, Elizabeth?
Yep.
I'd like to be very brief, because I know you have a lot of callers coming. I'd like to pick out some of the context of his stall interview. The way he characterizes Democrats,
yeah,
is really, it's hysterical. But one of his things that he said was, "Oh, the country has to heal, but Democrats won't let it." Well, that very statement is not a healing statement. It goes against the healing process.
Yeah.
And then he also said something about Mattis being a Democrat, and that's why he may not stay with the administration.
Yeah. He's kind of a Democrat anyway, isn't he? Or something like that. Yeah.
Well, his characterizations of Democrats all along, both in his rallies and every place else, the way he talks about Democrats and the way he characterizes them is what's dividing us.
It's kind of hard to consider that the rhetoric of someone who is intent on uniting the country, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to me, he's the one that's being divisive. If he wasn't being divisive, he'd even welcome Democrats into his administration, into his cabinet, whatever.
Yeah.
As other presidents have done in recent past, you know, and you know, to make it, you know, more of a mixed bag, you know, to bring other people, other ideas into the administration. And I think Obama did it very well, but so did Bush.
I'm not at all sure that this president is interested in a wide range of ideas. Not entirely convinced that that's the case.
Well, if he says the country needs to heal and it's Democrats that's keeping it from happening, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
And
by the way, when we were on, I believe it was Thursday when Craig and I were did the session after the conclusion of the fund drive. Which, by the way, we reached our goal. Thank you very much for participating, and we'll move on from there. Someone called in and said that this whole thing about mob rule, excuse me, and angry mobs, that they were spelling it wrong, and that the angry is, it's properly spelled M-O-M. That he needs to watch out for angry moms.
Well, you know, I saw a thing in Facebook, a post in Facebook, which was very good, which you might appreciate. It says, he's calling the Democrats an angry mob. Did he ever look at some of the people in his rallies?
Pictures
of people in his rallies, how angry they get now. Yeah. With giving people the finger and all kinds of stuff.
Yep, I have. I watch Facebook pretty carefully because Executive Session has a Facebook page, and we use it quite a bit to kind of bring up material and stuff like that. And what I've noticed is that there are a lot of very inflammatory memes. These little pictures with the text imposed over, like I have to explain memes. Okay.
Yeah.
moving right along. I have taken to looking at the sources for them. Yeah. And because I think that's a particularly easy way of hitting people in their emotions, of triggering people. I'm kind of careful when I see that kind of stuff, especially if I see something and I go, yeah, damn right. I go, yeah, okay, let's look that up.
Well, a lot of that stuff, I say, I don't believe that, and I just pass it right
by. Yeah.
But this particular one, you could tell these were people at his rally that were acting like an angry mob. And
yeah.
You know, it was kind of one of those that you could say, oh, yeah.
There's one of them out there that has people that are, I don't even know what the text is, but all the people, there are four or five people in the picture, all right? And they're all wearing red MAGA hats, all right? Now, if you look closely at the picture, it's obvious that each and every one of those hats was photoshopped on that person's head. And you can tell because two of the images have the text reversed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there are subtle cues that you can use to see.
Very true.
All right, Joe, listen, thank you very much. Always good to talk with you, and with any luck, we'll get to talk again, and we'll talk next time.
Very good. Thank you, Jan.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663 will get you in contact with Mr. Frank Knox. He will get you ready to come out here onto the floor and have your say. I want to remind you that the links to all of the material that I have presented you so far are on the Facebook page for Executive Session. Now, let's see who we're going to talk to. We're going to talk to Anthony. Good afternoon, Anthony in Newport Richey. You got the floor, and it's you. 3, 2, 1. Anthony, are you there? Run over and pick up your phone, Anthony. All right, we're going to try this again. I dropped him. I'm sorry. He'll call back. Anyway, well, I tell you what, you cannot put a flashing red button in front of me. You just can't do it. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a really quick little time out here, get some of this here business. I'm going to let you know some other people that help you support your radio station and let you know some places you can go to see some really fine things. And then we're going to come back and we are going to resume the conversation. We've been talking about the fact that the president challenged Senator Elizabeth Warren, to prove her Native American heritage. And she went to one of the leading experts in the world and submitted to a DNA test, and the guy came back with the conclusion that the results strongly support the existence of an unadmixed Native American ancestor. So one of the questions we can talk about is, do you think that Trump owes Elizabeth Warren's favorite charity $1 million?
WMNF has assembled two tribute shows for Aretha Franklin, featuring the best soul and R&B vocalists and musicians in the area.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Two beautiful venues befitting the Queen, Sunday, October 28th at the Palladium Theater in St. Petersburg, and Monday, October 29th at the Manatee Performing Arts Center in Bradenton. The WMNF tribute to Aretha Franklin. Go to WMNF.org for tickets.
Support for WMNF comes from our members. Thank you very much. And Goodwill, thank you very much. One of the original recyclers. Did you know that it takes nearly 1,800 gallons of water to produce one pair of jeans? When those jeans are donated to Goodwill, they're sold in Goodwill stores, and the proceeds support employment services for people in the local community. Goodwill shoppers and donors promote a greener community. More at goodwill-suncoast.org. And did you know that WMNF has a progressive all-news and talk station? The Source features shows like Fresh Air, Tom Hartman, PBS NewsHour, and programs like from Pacifica. You can hear The Source using your WMNF phone app or by going online to wmnf.org/streaming. All right, back to the phones, and we go to talk to, I'll tell you what, Anthony, is that you there? Anthony, I think, is trying to make a statement, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. Anthony, you're supposed to say something before you drop the mic. Let's see, Dave in Clearwater, good afternoon, you're in executive session, and you have the floor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy Oktoberfest to everybody, including the new Justice of the Supreme Court.
There you go.
I'm sure he's going to have a beer party.
I doubt it.
And I don't know. I don't understand what you people of the mob, are cutting the president for. Now he's done everything he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
He cut the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
He got
for a pretty specific group of people.
Woman molester as the member of the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
He's getting rid of all of the immigrants except for the children. I suppose they're selling those into white slavery.
That's a very, very interesting. I don't know what we're going to do with those folks. He has actually created orphans, Dave.
Yeah, we could sell them to help build the wall. They're Mexican, right? Yeah, they're from down there anyway.
I think they're, I think most of them came across the southern border. You're right, but I'm not sure about that. I don't know how, I don't know that all of them did.
Okay, and unless the bet was made in a state where gambling is legal, it's not enforceable. The bet about the Indian.
Oh, I see.
Unless he was in one of the Trump plazas in New Jersey or out in.
That's an interesting. He made an illegal wager, didn't he?
Sure, but that's not anything for him.
Oh.
He's able to get it far enough away that only if the people around him get convicted.
Oh.
His campaign manager and his lawyer and.
Yeah, it's getting pretty close. I'm afraid at that range, you should be able to feel the heat.
I am so ashamed that I couldn't vote twice. I didn't go back and vote again in my hometown.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Make sure that you vote once, okay?
Always have.
Yeah, we're gonna keep this thing going down the straight and narrow, and there's actually people who are using the word swarm. They actually want to swarm the polls.
Well, I did answer one of the polls. You get them all the time, and usually I'll say, no, I don't really want to answer your poll. But
uh-huh.
I did one that was like 20 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah. And I think this lady probably had to go over to the doctor because I had her in stitches.
I think you may be the very first person that I have spoken to in I don't know how long. Who actually was polled, who was actually queried in a poll.
Yes.
So yes. You are a rare species, sir.
Yeah, I'm inert, so they could ask me the questions and I couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, I see.
So, but I answered them truthfully.
Uh-huh.
Answered truthfully. So they won't be valid, of course. It's a junk poll because my opinions on the things that they asked are probably not going to fit within the parameters that were given to them by whoever paid them to do that.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, I understand. That's one of the things that I used to, when people used to ask me questions like that, and they would, and they would say, go on, it's like yes or no, and I would go, that's not a yes or no question. I can't answer that yes or no. You know.
Well, I'm a pollster. Some of my best friends are polls.
Uh-huh. I think we've wandered off into another territory here.
Well, I just thought I'd talk until you found that another light was there. It's a great day, though. It's a beautiful day out.
All right, Dave, listen, don't think this hasn't been fun. We'll talk again.
Bye-bye.
813-239-9663. I'll tell you what. These conversations are just amazing. Yeah, you can reach us by email at 813, you know, at dj@wmnf.org. And by the way, when we were talking to Elizabeth a few minutes ago, I mentioned that there was a little matter that was coming up that might have something to do with our First Amendments. According to the ACLU, the Trump administration has proposed closing 80% of the White House sidewalk to demonstration, putting new limits on spontaneous demonstrations, and opening the door to charging fees for protesting. Now, the ACLU says that such charges would make demonstrations like the 1963 March on Washington, you know, the one where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered the I Have a Dream speech, those demonstrations would be too expensive to happen. So, here's a little something from this thing that this radical document that Elizabeth sent me. Said Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, I understand that occasionally demonstrations get rowdy and people do things like bang on the doors of the Supreme Court. I don't know that you want to consider that violence. It certainly is loud. What do you think? Does this trample on something that is probably one of the fundamental rights of citizens of this country, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to petition the government for redress of grievances? If you can't go to... Now, and the other thing is, let's keep in mind, this is not the president's house. The National Mall doesn't belong to this administration. This is our house, and this is our National Mall. This is where we assemble. We assemble for inaugurations. We assemble for all kinds of state functions. We assemble for demonstrations. And this is our territory. We pay for it. We pay for its maintenance. We pay for the security that is required for people to demonstrate there. So just a little rant on my part. I'll tuck my soapbox back up under the desk, and we'll go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Tampa. Good afternoon, Chris in Tampa. You're in executive session. You have the floor.
Hello. How are you?
So far, not bad. We'll know more later.
No, fair enough. A couple things I wanted to address. So I do a lot of, I guess, debating online with conservatives. I love debating online with conservatives. To me, it's not a bad thing. Look, there are points that they make that are fairly valid.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, and not all of them I agree with. But I'm like, okay. But there was some recently that I've run into that was interesting regarding. I was actually discussing the registration issues that are happening all over the place in like Georgia, especially. I think is the one that's mostly getting the national news.
Yeah.
And we were discussing possibly like an automatic registration thing through the government instead, not leaving it up to the states and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And one of the people that I was talking to, I was really frustrated with because they didn't see the problem with what was going on because they felt that the other side was doing it before they were. So it's fine. It's allowed because, the liberals did it, so should the conservatives. That's how you win. And I was like, well, okay, hold on. You know, like, that doesn't make it right, you know? And it was hard to do that. But in the end, the person said, it doesn't matter as long as we win. And I was like, wow, is that the mentality that we're really getting at now? That it's the rule of law. Don't matter.
Isn't that basically covered under the ends justify the means?
Yeah, and it's amazing. I'm like, because their idea was like, oh, don't worry about the election laws. Those can get fixed later. I was like, look, when you start losing those, that's when you run into these really extremist governments. You know, that's part of what keeps us from running into those types of things is keeping that in order, keeping our election laws strong and allowing so many people to vote. And I'm like, look, I don't care what people vote. That's their choice. I want more people to vote. You know, really, that's what I think that would actually improve. Even if it turns out that, look, if the country turns out to be more conservative, then...
Absolutely. Listen, if the vast majority of the registered or eligible voters in this country turn out to vote and they turn the country in a conservative direction, it's clear to me that's the direction this Democratic Republic wants to take itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get frustrated because it's like, look, if they were so proud of their viewpoint and they believe that, you know, it will help it, then to help the country, then sell it to people instead of trying to cheat their way through it.
Yeah.
And that frustrates me I think it's even worse when the voters accept it. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, no, we should not be accepting this. We shouldn't accept it from the Democrats. We shouldn't accept it from the Republicans.
Exactly.
I mean, because I remember they used any voting purges are usually used for political gain.
Yeah.
It's not. I have never seen a voting purge actually used to fix election systems.
Well, here's an interesting little tidbit. There's this thing called the Voting Rights Act. I believe is it?
Yeah, yes, there is.
Yes, the 1965, I think it was. And one of the measures in the Voting Rights Act was that the states across the nation that actually had a historic record of discriminatory voting practices had to submit changes to their voting rules to the feds. In order,
I got gutted.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, in its infinite wisdom, decided that that wasn't needed anymore. And within, it seems to me like it was within hours, but I'm sure it was within days. These measures, like the ones we see in Georgia, started coming out, and they were out of Texas and Georgia and Mississippi, and it was all the states that had been required to submit those changes for review because they had records of discriminatory voting practices that started doing that stuff.
Right. And most of what they were submitting were already declined by the courts. When they submitted the first time,
yeah,
they were already shut down. But they were like, "Oh, wait, we're not. We don't. We can just implement it now."
Yeah, exactly. Because there's no. Well, see, now here's the thing. And the other interesting thing about this is the Senate having put 80 some federal judges on the bench, because if someone sues in one of these matters, it goes to the court.
Right.
That's where it's going to be decided. Okay. And they put 80, I think it's 85. And the Democrats apparently handed over 15 nominations, 15 federal judge bench positions.
Right.
So they could go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they didn't want to stay and they didn't want to stay around. They had to go home and campaign.
Right. Because they saw this as a trade off of winning versus what's good for the country.
And
I was like,
So the Supreme Court takes away the requirement that these measures be reviewed, and then the Republicans essentially populate the court with conservative judges.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that goes to the ruling they did on, what was it, North Dakota, I think, with the ID law there and the Native American.
And yeah,
That went to the Supreme Court. And I'm like, there's no reason for that. I mean, like, seriously, you know, it was clearly designed to limit their ability to vote.
Yeah.
Clearly. And,
yeah.
And it was it's just sad that this is the way they think.
First, the government tells you you have to have a post office box as a mailing address. And then they tell you you have to have a street address to register to vote.
Yeah.
Okay?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, listen, Chris, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we get to talk again.
Thank you.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663. Another very, very quick break to round out the afternoon, and we'll be back to the conversation. Support for WMNF comes from our members and WEDU PBS. WEDU will honor nonprofit organizations and volunteers during the WEDU Be More Awards. Applications and nominations will be accepted through October 30th. Information is online at wedu.org/bemore. Support for WMNF also comes from our members in Happy Feet Plus, a locally owned full-service footwear store featuring Birkenstock, Kenko massage sandals, and many other name brands. Happy Feet Plus offers footwear fashioned to provide relief to people with foot, leg, knee, and back pain. Styles and selections at happyfeet.com. And more support for WMNF comes from our members, thank you very much, and the Florida Law Group, protecting the rights of the wrongfully injured since 1984. Florida Law Group is dedicated to creating strong and lasting connections with their clients and our community. More at the floridalawgroup.com.
Hi, this is Larnell Scott with a WMNF community announcement. Superheroes are fun to watch at the movies. However, there are almost 1,000 abused and neglected children in Pasco and Pinellas counties waiting for real-life superheroes to volunteer as guardians ad litem and become their voices. These precious children need volunteers to help them find safe, permanent homes. Guardian ad litem volunteers become superheroes to our community's children. You may learn more at herotoachild.org.
Be sure you stay around after the session this afternoon because it's going to get good. It's going to get good here this afternoon. Flea is going to fire the first shot in the war on Christmas. All right? How soon is too soon to start playing Christmas music? I am. Halloween, Thanksgiving. He's also going to rescue another great song that's trapped in a commercial and do a little music math. What's that, you say? Well, it's all on It's the Music today. Between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, or anytime online at WMNF.org. Back to the conversation, and now we're going to go and talk to Bob in Town and Country. Good afternoon, Bob in Town and Country. You're in executive session.
Good afternoon. Oh, God, as I hear the callers, I get more and more stuff, but I'll stick to my script here.
So okay. Time. Stick with your prepared remarks.
I have time to just listen to any response when I'm off the air. But, You know, to think, you know, the mob and Elizabeth Warren, she took 15 months, I guess, then to maybe find someone that would, you know, verify her. I find that a little suspicious.
Really?
$1 million means very much to Donald Trump. I really don't. And
well, then you expect him to pay it? Well, I mean, it doesn't mean much to him. He even said his dad gave him a loan, a small loan of $1 million.
Listen, I am gonna you know, wait, because I did not, I'm going to admit, I did not look into this guy, you know, I don't know too much about this guy.
Who, Bustamante?
That he got, yeah, I don't think, you know, whether he got a grant or not, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Why did she take 15 months? Well, was she so busy? I mean, what has she accomplished in the last 15 months?
What difference does it make?
Talking. Well, I'm just saying, I don't.
Do you think she polished her DNA in the interim?
I don't know, but you don't know. You know, like I said, where's, you know, where's verification? Some guy did what he did it in his house. Oh, yeah, she's Indian. I don't know.
Listen, just so you know, this is a guy whose career is this, who makes a career of this.
Well, so you kicked that guy. How'd you find a guy? Why'd you have to go so far? There's so many places to get.
Why not?
You know, I don't know. I'd like to see it done.
So wait a minute. Would you say that the results would be more reliable if she picked some ad off of television, or that she went to one of the leading experts in the field?
How about do it where we have impartial people involved in it? You know, I'm just saying. I don't really know, and I, you know, whatever. But you know. I watched that interview. I used to respect Leslie Stahl. I thought she was rude, and I think he put her in her place. You know, basically, we voted for Trump. He's doing those of us who voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's kept many of his promises mm-hmm. to us, and you know, we're not making it up. We're not brainwashed. I wasn't brainwashed when I voted for him. I figured, if he gets even a tenth of what the heck he promises, we'll be all right. And that's, you know, a conservative view. I know that all our views aren't, you know, necessarily what's going to work, but nothing else was working, and I do think
that's a little bit of an overstatement, but go ahead.
No, it's not. And you know, you just let a guy come on and say we put a molester in on the Supreme Court with no proof. You know, I worry about that.
Well, wait, just a second, because I want to get a sense of perspective from you.
Well,
when men come forward and they say that when they were altar boys and when they were in elementary school mm-hmm. that priests molested them, what evidence do you demand of that?
Well, there'd be no reason for someone to say that. You know, here's the thing. So basically, if you get a candidate to run against Trump,
there's no reason for somebody to say that.
No, listen.
Okay.
Listen. When if you get a candidate in 2020 to run against Trump,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to find somebody that just says, I was molested by him or I was sexually assaulted by him. Nothing in that man's history suggests that. But I'll tell you.
In Kavanaugh's history?
No, but I mean, is that the new norm? If somebody just comes forward, should we take that as lock, stock, and barrel, like 1-2 days before the election? You know, their MO is to be, they already came out and said they were going to stop it no matter what. They're mm-hmm. going to do everything they can no matter who was nominated.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Red flag. And that does not, you know, you lose credibility.
Really? Does that sound at all familiar to you?
Right. What have Democrats been doing since this whole 2 years has been one big?
And how about the 8 years before that when the Republicans stood up and announced that their fundamental political goal was to obstruct Barack Obama?
Right, but they did it with a rule that the Democrats put in place. It was a slick political move. I will give them that, but at least they stayed within the. They didn't destroy Merrick Garland's credibility in life.
No, they just ignored him.
Let me ask you something. All these problems we have, if you notice, all this stuff started the very same day that Donald Trump took office. So
which problems are those that started the same day that Donald Trump took office?
The division among people. This all of a sudden, we're way back. We're in the 50s and 60s with racism all of a sudden again. You know, where were these people when in the 8 previous years? You know, like I said, it didn't just the minute a man takes office. Unless I missed something, did Donald Trump sign bills to discriminate? Like the minute he won in office, did he say, I'm against women, I'm against blacks, I'm a member of the KKK?
No, he didn't sign anything. He just kept saying stuff.
Like what?
Like accusing people who are coming into the country to try and seek freedom of being rapists and criminals?
Well, he didn't say all, and anybody would have...
Oh, no. Well, some of them are fine. Some of them are good people, I assume.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think that no criminals come over?
Of course not.
The percentage of criminals that do come over.
Of course not. We have this thing called due process, and due process requires that you look at what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying?
Overloaded. Well, okay. Listen, I'm just going to say one more thing, and it's overloaded. There is nothing wrong with having legal immigration, even if we have to put more judges. Legal immigration and voter ID. What is the problem with IDs? There is a long laundry list of things that you need an ID.
Mm-hmm.
You have one.
Are any of them constitutional rights?
Why don't you need one to vote?
Are any of them constitutional rights?
Yes, but why? Do you know the fraud that can be perpetuated with no voter? Like, if you don't even.
Do you know how tough it is to perpetuate? Do you know how tough it is to perpetrate actual voter fraud? Do you know how tough it would be to perpetrate a voter fraud sufficient to actually affect an election?
Okay, if I don't have an ID and I go vote, what's to keep me from voting under somebody else's name? Or, you know, what's to keep me?
So would that be what? Two votes?
Whoa, no, you can get all kinds. You could just get a group of people that just, you know, get people voting. You need to have, you know.
Do you know how many cases of actual voter fraud that there have been found? You know, they've investigated this.
Some recently.
Yeah, how many people, they went back, I don't know how, I don't have the figures available to me right now, but they went back and figured out, like, something out of a billion votes, there were something like 20 votes that were.
Then tell me, how do you keep a non-citizen or someone. Someone who shouldn't be voting from voting if there's.
Well,
no
you
ID.
Do have. I have to provide. I have to provide some ID, and I always have. But there was a system in place that worked. Listen, Bob. Thanks. We got seven and a half minutes with you, and I appreciate you always when you call. You're very, very persistent and very, very and very, very clear about your position. So thank you very much. We are in the lightning round. We are just running down here, and we're going to go and we're going to talk to Maria in. Tampa, good afternoon, Maria. You're in executive session, and you may have the last word this afternoon. I don't know.
Yes, thank you so much. I am telling you, I just don't know, and you do have the patience to talk to this particular person who just spoke. He's an idiot, obviously. He's repeating everything he hears Trump says.
Well, let's stay away from name-calling and intellectual assessment for a little while and just deal with the material, okay?
Yes. Yes, he's a very intellectual person. You could be a pound foolish and a penny wise and a pound foolish.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. He's just repeating stuff that he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Mm.
That's the problem we have. We have a lot of people who voted for Trump because he came out saying that he was going to do this, he was going to do that, he was going to do this. Well, yes, he has done a couple of stupidity things. Because the Republicans wanted these things also, and so now they can do them. So they can have this person who calls himself the president, because I don't. But to me, he's an illegitimate president.
I hear you.
Cannot call him a president. And, you know, this is how bad things happen to good countries.
Yeah.
You give dictators a little bit, and they go with that little bit. And they keep eating at it and taking people that are not very knowledgeable about the world, about what's going on. They do not read history. And this is what happens. Little by little, our independence is taken away. Now they want to take away the rights that to vote our conscience and our rights. They want to take that away too. Just to listen to little things that happen. This is what happened in Cuba. People were promised to get a refrigerator or with TV and little things like that. So they voted for Castro. This
really?
Is what they get now. Oh, yes. Look at the history. How the Hitler started. Well, Jews were taking all their jobs away from the Germans.
Yeah, there's always an out group. There's always someone whose fault it is.
Exactly, just like this gentleman was saying. Well, it is the other people's fault. It is not Trump's fault.
Yeah.
You know, it is Kavanaugh. It's not a problem with him. The fact that he lied over and over.
Well, see, that's my problem. That's my problem with him is that there is a significant amount of evidence that he has been untruthful with confirmation hearings at least twice in the past when he's answered questions under oath.
Absolutely.
So quite aside from Dr. Ford's accusations, there are some fairly serious matters to deal with in the gentleman's past. Listen, Maria, thank you very much. You have closed the session for this afternoon, and I hope we get to talk again.
Thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Now, the Trump administration is apparently considering re-implementing the zero-tolerance policy that's already resulted in the separation of thousands of children from their parents, leaving some as de facto orphans since their parents have been deported, and there's no means for uniting the families. What do you think of that? We can talk about that tomorrow. In the meantime,
it has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is WMNF.